The position of our party is very clear that for as long as the conditions that we said should be put in place, i.e. the electoral reforms should be put in place to enable the holding of a free and a fair election that will pass the test of legitimacy, are not in place, the MDC is not going to participate in these two by-elections which have been promulgated by Robert Mugabe. Our position is very clear, and we, for the benefit of your listeners, I will reiterate that unless and until the electoral reforms are carried out by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, as well as the other relevant organs of the state, we are not going to participate. Furthermore, Blessing, this is also in conformity with one of the key resolutions of the 4th National Congress of the MDC that was completed very successfully in the early hours of Sunday, November 2 last year at the City Sports Center. We are saying that the MDC right now sees no change in the conditions that are obtaining on the ground. In particular, we still have not been finished with a copy of the electronic national voters roll, despite of the several demands that we have met for it in the past.
But apart from boycotting, Mr. Gutu, what else are you doing to put pressure on ZANU-PF to put in place those reforms?
We are in the process of playing a very key role in the planning of the proposed National Convergence Conference. One of its key agendas is going to be the placement of conditions that will make the holding of future elections in Zimbabwe conducive to producing a legitimate result.